Want more Cliffo and Gabby? Download the Hit app.
This is the show.
Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.
Video has gone crazy viral over the weekend, Gabs, yeah. Of the Big Brother house at Dreamworld on the Gold Coast. An absolute dump.
Yeah. I was quite surprised that the house was even still standing. Like, they haven't used it in however many years.
2014.
Either demolish it or look after it, but don't let it go into this vandalised heap of crap.
That's like, what's happened.
It's horrible.
The Big Brother house on the Gold Coast at Dreamworld has just been completely abandoned. So we're talking the backyard pool is now an absolute
green swamp. Yeah.
The grass is as high as your head.
The shower screens are shattered. There's graffiti on the walls.
The mirrors? Because yeah. Remember how there used to be this run of mirrors around the whole thing and they used to film on the other side of it? Like, they're all completely shattered. The walls have been knocked in of the diary room. Mm. Like, it's completely beyond disrepair, which kind of shocked me a bit because I think it kind of created television history, the Big Brother house on the Gold Coast. So I wanted to get some thoughts from a former housemate. Heidi Anderson was on Series 10. So that's the series with Tim Dormer and Tahan and a stack of other people. But you'd remember Heidi. Heidi, who actually won the series that you were on?
Tim Dormer. And I'm like, guys, you're really pulling out the dregs here getting me on your show this morning when you've got to introduce that Tahan was on the show.
I don't remember
Tim Dormer. Yeah. Do you remember Heidi? She actually only made it to week 6 or 7. I can't even remember. Like, I mean, who is she?
Well, we messaged Tim Dormer, but he's not available. So,
I'm second best, mate.
Nah, mate, you are the winner. What is not the winner? What is the big loser is the Big Brother house. What shocked me watching the video yesterday is it actually looked cheaply put together. But I remember watching it on TV going, like, it looked like it was a fortress. What was it like when you were actually there?
It's so funny that you say that because when I had a heap of people message me yesterday going, oh, my God, it's so sad. And I thought, is it? Like, it was just a TV set. That's what you've got to remember. Mm. Don't get me wrong. Like, there was nice things about it, but it was very much a TV set. And when you were there, you really felt that.
Well, that's really uncomfortable because I thought it'd be this, like, house where you could be comfy being yourself, but not so much if it's like...
Are you joking? It was a social experiment to send us all insane.
So did you have, like, watching it, and obviously, you know, it changed the course of your life. Were you feeling, like, weird or bad at all that it's fallen into such disrepair?
I think probably not because, actually, if I'm being honest, I did see something a few weeks ago. Someone had posted something earlier, so I think the media have just had nothing to post over the weekend, and so it's kind of circulated again. I think it's sad, but the show's not on. I mean, I think it's sad for Dreamworld, really, because they should have kept that house in prime condition and actually done tours through it because... Big Brother is a part of our history. I mean, some people will go, what the hell is she talking about? Like, who watches that crap?
Oh, I agree.
A lot of people a lot of people did. And so that's what I would have done because if you haven't been there, what is quite cool, because I remember I went back the year after, which was the final year, and I walked through the house, like, when they were filming, and I actually went through behind the scenes, and it's just like a rabbit warren around the edge. So, like I said, it is just a TV set. So what you're seeing was like this magical pool and all this stuff. And then around the edge was like cameramen and like runways and everything so that they could get around the house. That's cool, isn't it? That's the stuff they should be showing people.
It surprised me how many rabbit warrens they did have. But you'd think they would have turned it into like Universal Studios where you do tours through sets. And they could have had like, you know, props and stuff popping up. It would have been awesome. Yeah. But no, now it's just a place for people to go and vandalise.
It's a steaming pile like the last series of Big Brother was for Channel 9.
I know. Apparently we just got in there with a good series before the crap one.
From Series 10 of the show, Heidi Anderson, you're beautiful. Thank you so much.
Thanks, guys.
Want more Cliffo and Gabby? Download the Hit app.
This is the show.
Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.